It's Friday the 31st of January and I'm Tonata Kadila with your 5 p.m. news. The Communications Regulatory Authority of Namibia hosted a stakeholder engagement on electronic signature regulations and accreditation of security products as well as services regulations in the capital on Friday. The set of laws is the final step toward the operationalization of electronic signatures, CRAN CEO Emilia Nkikembwa.
The regulations are being introduced now because we were waiting for the Electronic Transactions Act to be finalized, and that has since been finalized. And the regulations are then enabled by that particular law that government has passed. And the key challenge that they are really trying to address is to bring a recognition to electronic signatures so that they have a validity in law. Because up until now, we only recognize what we call wet signatures, but anything done electronically was then not recognized as a signature. And that is the challenge that the regulations seek to then address.
The Namibia Billed Workers Pension Fund has made progress over the past year, improving service delivery and member benefits in the construction sector. The fund has also revised an investment strategy which has boosted investment returns, strengthening financial growth for its members. The pension funds in which Kadondu explains.
The strides we have made over the past year reflect our unwavering dedication to improving the lives of our members. Through strategic reforms and a focus on member-centric solutions, we have achieved exceptional results that ensure that financial security of Namibia's construction industry workforce. We remain committed to building on this foundation and delivering even greater value in the years to come.
South Africa's central bank lowered borrowing costs by a further 25 basis points to 7.50% for a third straight meeting, while warning that risks to the inflation outlook have increased. Ceres Capital economist Pandusha Duka weighs in.
We've somewhat moved ahead of the SARB in our rate cutting cycle, and we've been fairly comfortable maintaining a 50 to 75 basis point spread below South Africa's repo rate. The free flow of capital between the two countries theoretically limits the extent to which we can deviate from South Africa to the downside, because money inherently chases the higher yields. And this has currency implications. But Namibia's elevated hard currency reserves, which stand around $60 billion, and strong demand for local assets due to the high levels of liquidity within our border significantly mitigates this risk. Given this, we maintain our outlook for 1 to 2 rate cuts in Namibia for 2025, reaching a terminal rate between 6.5 and 6.75%, which may ultimately lead to increased demand for credit from businesses and consumers and broaden the largely concentrated economic growth that we've seen so far.
Fighting between Rwandan-backed rebels and the Congolese army has put millions at risk of deadly disease outbreaks, warns the Africa CDC. Michael Baleke reports on the latest developments in the Democratic Republic of Congo conflict.
The United Nations has moved administrative and non-essential personnel to its regional service center at Uganda's Entebbe International Airport. The evacuation follows the worsening situation in Goma, a city in the eastern DRC. The violence in eastern DRC has also sparked sporadic riots in the capital, Kinshasa. Several embassies have been looted and some property burnt. This has forced Uganda Airlines to suspend flights to Kinshasa. More than 100 trucks loaded with goods are stuck at the Uganda-DRC border. The violence has claimed numerous lives, including casualties among the UN military personnel, and has displaced more than 300,000 people.
And the EU Special Envoy has criticized Pakistan's government for allowing civilians to be tried by military tribunals. Civilians accused of partaking in the violent riots that followed the arrest of former Prime Minister Imran Khan in 2023 are currently being tried by the Pakistani military.
Olive Skook, the EU Special Representative for Human Rights, has raised concerns with Islamabad over the trial of civilians in military courts, which she argues breaches human rights. The EU last month criticized Pakistan for sentencing over 80 civilians in military courts, stating it contradicts the country's international legal obligations. Hira Mustafa, Islamabad.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.